The state's first school of public health will serve all of Wisconsin. Where it will be based is up in the air. State and local officials representing Milwaukee say community health professionals should be trained where the need for their services is greatest. Mayor Tom Barrett notes that Milwaukee has high rates of lead paint poisoning, asthma, and teen pregnancy. And Census Bureau figures rank Milwaukee as having the fourth highest child poverty rate in the nation.
84% of the children in the Milwaukee public schools are eligible for free or reduced lunch.
Barrett urged the UW Board of Regents to hold off on a decision establishing a school of public health in Madison. UW-Madison Medical School Dean Phil Farrell opposed any delay.
We have benchmarks that are all timed benchmarks that the Wisconsin United for Health Foundation Board will hold us to.
The UW-Madison has long been laying the groundwork for such a school. It already has 100 medical school faculty who focus on public health issues. When Regents asked UW-Milwaukee's chancellor what the campus would need to establish a school of public health, they got this response from Carlos Santiago.
UWM does not have the resources to build a school of public health at this time.
UW-Milwaukee has been trying to bring in more research dollars to improve its scientific prominence. Madison's medical school dean says they did get federal grants in part by touting the proposed School of Public Health. It was also used to recruit faculty. In addition, 30 students have already signed up for a master's program beginning in the year 2009. The dispute over location of a public health school has frustrated some rural health officials who paint it as a political squabble between the state's two largest cities. Tim Size is executive director of the Rural Wisconsin Health Cooperative.
This is fundamentally not about adding to Madison at the expense of Milwaukee, but allowing Madison to continue restructuring current resources as previously approved.
Milwaukee officials say their chances of ever getting a school of public health greatly diminish if Madison gets the first and perhaps only one to be established. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.